I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's V-Y-V-G-A-R-T MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenix.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
We've talked about the suspect. We've talked about the investigative failures. Now we need to talk about where this actually goes. That male DNA profile from the glove that matches or may match a suspect. We don't know. And if it's going to be in CODIS's system, they're looking at that. The FBI cellular analysis survey team has been mapping now apparently every phone that pinged towers near Nancy Guthrie's home during the relevant time windows. We got the Walmart purchase records that I'm sure are going to be looked at right now for those backpacks. Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, is with us to keep breaking this down. When we're looking at this, Nanos has confirmed that investigators, they've taken cheek swabs from different individuals that they've talked to along the way, meaning they have some DNA samples from people of interest. That could show something. What are we looking for here in terms of finding solid evidence at this point? And let's go back to that glove for a moment that, from what we understood, matches the physical description of the glove that was worn on that video. That's a pretty broad brush to paint with. The matches the physical. It was a black and white, and it appeared there was some sort of latex or rubber texture over another glove. I don't know how exactly you go 2 miles down the road and go, this must be it. I mean, and how do we know how do we know its value? How do we know that one that was found 2 miles down the road is the one that needs to be sent to CODIS? Why is that one more valuable than the other 16? I mean, I guess you could figure like, oh, these ones were the ones we bought to look around, but just, okay. So it's a glove that doesn't match the ones the investigators were using. Is that it? Is that what we're... Maybe. Well, it's not the one the investigators are using, and it was in 2 mile radius of the house, a rubber glove on the side of the road.
So that's the part. So it's those little data points that are keeping me on the glass half full side of this. So just the way you described it, Tony, isn't it amazing that they found the glove 2 miles down the road?
I don't know, Robin, because I feel like you and me could go for a walk right now and probably find a handful of rubber gloves at any random time. Just going right, for a walk right. For a few miles.
So here's what they're doing, from what I understand, is, and so this, what they're doing is, remember, we have what I call circles mm-hmm. of investigation. I use my visuals all the time. We've got circles of investigation. We've got the digital forensic evidence over here. We got cell phone data towers over here. And so out of these things, they're identifying groups or clusters of what normal looks like, and they're zeroing in on things that are out of the norm, right? So mm-hmm. abnormal cell phone ping or abnormal something over on the digital side. And now what they're trying to do to narrow this down is, from what I understand, we have a glove, we have a description, we have DNA of Nancy, we've ruled out other people, family, but from what I understand, they have unidentified DNA inside the house. They have a glove that they think is potentially tied to him based on description. So what they're going to be doing is they're going to see if there's DNA on the glove that matches the DNA in the house. And then we're going to see if we pop up anything in a CODIS, even a small group of people. And then they're going to overlay that, see where the Venn diagram, the concentric circle, if it overlaps with any of the other digital stuff. That's what they're doing right now. And that's why the DNA is a it's an element. But if you bring all these elements together, you get all these intersections, and that's where they're going to find this. So I was really thinking about this a lot too. Someone saying, well, he's wearing rubber gloves. How do you get DNA in a house? How do you get it on a glove? Here's a potential for this. It could be anything else, you know, and without her even struggling, because we don't want to go down the horrendous area of her struggling or whatever.
We don't know.
But here's where you could actually have DNA. DNA is also in saliva. And the guy was wearing and using one of those bite lights, right?
Yeah.
There's going to be saliva on the bite light. He's taking that thing out of his mouth with that rubber glove. There's going to be saliva on the glove. If he's inside the house, he's going to be excreting things in bodily fluids from things that aren't covered, like mouth, eyes, and they're going to get on gloves. And so if you have a glove that has it and they're able to find that sort of DNA at the house or something, because especially think about this. Here's an elderly woman. He's inside the house. He's wearing all these things. Do you think he's sweating? Do you think there's going to be a lot of potential, I think, of being able to get DNA that they're saying they got that doesn't match inside the house. That could also be on that glove. I think that's going to be a potential overlap.
It's a lot of intersections that behind the scenes.
Happen.
Yeah, that they're looking for here to cross paths. And when you have several intersections and you can pin it down. Oh, well, this is the same person who is pinging on the cell tower over here as the same person who made this purchase at Walmart for this backpack. And maybe the light or whatever else they may have, maybe a holster. When you can have, this intersection, then you have kind of a match. You got somebody, at least somebody of interest that you can look at, and you can go there further, then look at their devices, look at their things, and see if more of that matches up. But trying to get down to that level is time consuming. Behind the scenes right now, in terms of what they're looking for, let's talk about the backpack purchase. And the personality or what we understand of the individual here that was doing this. If the person who showed up was not prepared for this camera being there, I do not understand anyone's argument saying he knew it was there. He was prepared. He's grabbing foliage after he turns around to cover the freaking camera. He wasn't prepared for the camera. If he was prepared for the camera, he would have been ready to cover the camera. People are telling themselves this shit, and I don't even understand why. It doesn't make any sense. So he's not prepared for the camera. Do you think this would be someone who is prepared enough to buy his backpack, buy his chew light, or what was it called? The
bite light.
That's a thing?
Yeah. It is, yeah. You clamp down on it to turn it on.
Okay, it's like one you wear on your head, but in your mouth, essentially.
Yes. Yeah.
Wow, I learned something new today.
I looked that up too.
Yeah. Because I'm going to guess. Do you think this person was smart enough to make these purchases at separate locations,
nope.
Or do you think he went to Walmart and the chew light and the backpack, maybe the jacket, other items, and if you can find that purchase receipt that has all of that on it, that's an interesting one to look at right there, if you can figure out who it was that purchased it. And I'm wondering if they were smart enough to not do it on a credit card or on a camera or something where it could be traced back. That's an interesting thing right there. How much do you think they're dissecting the purchase history right now through Walmart receipts, trying to identify this guy?
100%, which is one of the easier things to do, time-consuming. Yeah. But so here's what you do at Walmart. You just go through and you identify in their database. Again, never worked with Walmart, but I can imagine they can, with some effort, come through the local Walmarts in that area, or probably one, that these things were purchased on a very specific day, and then you just have to run back the camera footage for that day of where those, there's a way to do that so you cross-reference. Hopefully they stored that video footage from their surveillance cameras inside the store. It'll also give you leads. One more point to this.
Yeah.
I think what's really, really important about all these investigative tips and things they're doing And yeah, there's a lot of big leaps that have to happen to, for it to be successful in identifying a sole individual. But every time there, I mean, just think about this. If you're the person that did this and you're watching the news and you see another thing they're finding, the pressure that of being found and discovered mounts and mounts and mounts. And then the need to want to grab hold of a lifeline of grace becomes more and more and more. That's why as the pressures are being applied on one end that we're closing in, that need and desire for some to reach out, either turn them in or turn themselves in, becomes even more because you're afraid of just drowning under all the pressure. And that has happened a lot as well.
Does a retailer like a Walmart, and I should know that, actually, I know someone who works in the security end of Walmart.
There you go.
I was just on Walmart's campus yesterday, on their giant one here in town, because I'm where Walmart is headquartered. I would assume, and maybe you can speak to this, Walmart or insert large corporation, retail corporation here. I'm assuming they have reps in this sort of thing where the FBI or sheriffs or whoever comes to them and say, we're looking for a receipt here. We're looking for someone who may have purchased these items in one specific time in this specific area where they could kind of snap into that and maybe find that information. I would assume there's some reps there. This isn't a crazy request, is it?
I don't think so. I mean, because when you scan things in, you know, to purchase them, unless he shoplifted them, I mean, that's a possibility as well.
True.
You know, but is if he didn't shoplift them and he purchased them, the probability of him purchasing them all at once, pretty high, I would suspect, because they didn't look worn. They didn't look used. Mm-hmm. It looked like they were pretty fairly new. That was one of my first observations when I saw that first video. Mm-hmm. And they might've been a one-time purchase just for this thing, trying to be smart, thinking he's himself smart, not thinking it's going to go the direction it did. And so the likelihood, I think there's more than a 50-50 chance of the likelihood they were purchased at the same time. And then Walmart being able to see that on a store receipt in their database of purchases should be pretty big, you know, because all purchases get clumped together, you know? And so there, if you just have that, I mean, what's the probability that backpack, that ski mask and what was the other, and a mouth light, and that mouth light might have been different, but at least the backpack and a ski mask and gloves, if the gloves are purchased there, or the jacket, any of those things.
That combination of items in one. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, if we're trying to identify, because they seem to not have any clue who this person is, obviously, as of right now. Could the answer end up being on a Walmart security camera checking out? I mean, because look, when you check out at a Walmart, if he didn't steal the shit, even if he did steal the stuff, there's still cameras everywhere. Mm-hmm. But if you purchased that stuff in person or at a self-checkout, and if you had it delivered, even worse, he's going to be on there. Unless he's wearing a ski mask into the Walmart, you know, which I'm highly doubtful that they did. You're going to be able to narrow that down. Now, nationwide, who would have purchased those items simultaneously? You probably got a handful. You narrow that down to a more specific area, a more specific time window. You have fewer people. You go even smaller down to just that general Tucson area. You probably got one. You probably got one that actually fits that combination of purchase history. And I think that might be the person where we could figure out who this person is, what they look like, if there's a credit card involved in the purchase. I mean, a lot of the self-checkouts, if you did a self-checkout, they don't even accept cash anymore. I would think the closest and quickest way maybe to find this individual is to go to Walmart and start looking through the security footage of who bought this combination of items. And start there. 100%. If they're not already doing it.
Especially if they, because what they're going to do is they're going to work with the most likely probability, since they're already looking at people, looking at their Nest cameras and Ring cams for the last 3 weeks during these time periods. Same thing, you know, for the last 3 weeks, that's the first Walmart purchases I would go in to help them zero down. And I do it in the immediate area, you know, within probably 100-mile radius of her house.
Interesting. I got a friend who works in that part of Walmart corporately. And I just thought of that right now as we're talking. I'm going to send a text out after this. They were former law enforcement and moved over to that. That would be very interesting. Other than the Walmart, what else? You know, the phone information. That's another piece right there. Because that's what you do. You take the receipt. You decide, okay, this person, let's check the cell towers now. Does this person, if you can identify who that is, does their cell phone ping on the towers that night? Then you got even more odds. again, intersections, crossing, and trying to figure out who it is. Is there anything else they might be looking at right now, trying to make that intersection of who this is to identify a pattern of behavior, a pattern of who this could possibly be?
That's what I'd be doing. And on the cell phone, there's a high probability also that it's not actually a Verizon standard cell phone like a lot of people have. It might have just been a burner phone, because if people True. That don't have a lot of money, they're using just burner phones. And so where would you get that burner phone?
Walmart.
I would actually add that to the list of cell phone purchases from places like Walmart. Yep. And so if you have so I'd be looking for backpack, cell phone, and ski mask, and put that. There's not a lot of people going to be purchasing that all at one time.
That's kind of one of those where if you're like checking out and you're going to a real checker, they're like, what you got going on, buddy?
Who was it? You know,
Brian Walsh.
Yeah. With walking out of
Home Depot
with all the cleaning supplies to clean up the bloody mess in his house. And like, I would stop that guy and say, what's that for? Especially what's the temperature this year? I don't know what temperature right around now in Tucson is, but you know, buying a ski mask.
Yeah.
In the middle of do they even sell them there? I don't know.
I wonder. I mean, I that's a good question. I'd be seeing, number one, do they sell them there? And if they don't, I'd be going to like every sporting goods store around.
It's a very unique ski mask too. I do a lot of rucking outside. I do a lot of outdoor stuff.
Yeah.
And the biggest covering I have at least leaves my face out. Actually having the Spider-Man kind of face mask, ski mask, that's extremely rare these days that people generally don't purchase or have. You might even be able to just do a search. Who in the entire country has bought this ski mask? And you're probably going to have five.
We got to 20 below here a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't even have something on like that. And I do own it. So a scarf was enough, you know, so that's pretty deliberate to be
it's a good choice to cover as much as you can, but at the same time it's an unusual purchase, so it's going to stand out. I think there's a lot of that's why it's still hopeful right now, because there's a lot of things that are standing out that they can I want to see me in a ski mask. Oh, I don't have it here. I used to have my Batman mask.
It'd be really disturbing if you just had it right there. Like, here it is.
Yeah, that's the story.
When I used to have my desk behind me, I actually have one of those Batman masks I put on.
Next time, be prepared.
Yeah, there's a lot of data points that they're still flushing out. That's why. And someone made the comment easier. How long before it comes a cold case? Typically, what happens is something becomes a cold case when there's no longer leads to follow up on. There's still a lot of work to be done that they are doing on this case right now. We're a long way off, I think, from being a cold case.
Yeah,
doesn't mean we're closer to finding the person, but there's still a lot of work being done.
Let me ask one more question before we wrap up. Nanos made the statement over the weekend. Could be months, could be weeks, could be years before. And I mean, I get it. In reality, it could be. What does that tell you about the state of the investigation that he's throwing that random shit out there? Is it just diarrhea of the mouth, which he seems to have sometimes? Or is that a, you know, verbal leakage on the state of the investigation?
You know, it's interesting with him. I see the attempt of transparency and genuineness and sincerity with what he's trying to say. At the same time, he shouldn't be saying it.
You
know, it's like he needs a bit of a filter, obviously. But he's true. He's saying something very correct. You know, it could be happening tomorrow, but he doesn't want to pin himself down on tomorrow in case it goes into years and never find him. So he's trying not to pin himself. And it doesn't sound like a politician.
It does. It's just like
he's an elected official. You know, elected officials, you know, don't lock themselves into one thing. Yeah, we're going to solve this tomorrow. Or it could be never.
Yeah, I mean, there's a big difference between an elected official and someone who is there just because they want to be. And the motivations and all that prism, it all is a big thing. Fascinating conversation. Walmart, start searching your shit. Because that may be the, honest to God, maybe where we're going to, I would not be surprised. You'd be surprised if in a day or two we have a Walmart purchase camera video that's released that shows this guy close up. I'm not.
Well, think about it. I wonder in the last 3 weeks, you know, from whatever time frame the FBI wants to give it that they think this was happening, in that time period, how many of those color Ozarks were purchased at Walmart? It can't be in the thousands.
No, there's a number. I mean, and geographically even lower.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? I mean, they could corporately search that. I mean, there's a way to do it. I mean,
you could have gotten it from another source, you know, yeah. Just because it came from Walmart doesn't mean you bought it there. But again, if you're looking for more data points to explore, I think they're certainly there.
That definitely is one. Everybody's thoughts in the comments. Look forward to reading them and continuing on our conversation there. Substack or YouTube, Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Search that and you will find us. And be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage of this and the many cases that we're following for you right here. All right. Until next time, for Rob and for Stacey, for Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.